No, that's my corn ear, and that's my cornier. Praise God. Hallelujah. Tonight, as we continue our study, we're getting close. I'm just going to make a couple announcements here. Next Wednesday, we'll end this series on the power of His Word, and we'll step into something else. But the following week, in between, we're going to have, on Wednesday night, we're going to have the Going Back to School picnic or cookout, okay? So for the kids going back to school, they'll be going back to school. So we'll have a chill-out time. Amen? So open your Bibles with me this evening to Revelation chapter 21. Tonight's verse number 5. And he said, "He that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these things are true and faithful." These things are true and faithful. So the first thing we're going to look at tonight is the word to institute. To institute something is to set in motion or initiate. Okay, and this and there's many different definitions for the word institute, but this is what we're looking at. And the first thing we're looking at is to prophesy. To prophesy. And if you look with me in Isaiah chapter 42, the prophet Isaiah is prophesying. There's something about in the Revelations when he's saying he's making all things new. We're in this presence at this time, okay? And there's no flowing water anymore. The water that he speaks about is the water of adversity. We're not facing any more adversity anymore, amen? And so, in verse number 5, on verse number 8 of Isaiah 42, it says this. He says, "I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them." You know, there's something about the Father. Before the Father ever does something, He always lets the church know in advance. Amen? So God has spoken and some things that we're waiting on. But God's never late. Amen? I was thinking about God never being late. And this thought came to my heart. Martha and Mary thought He was 4 days late. But He was on time. Amen? So sometimes He may be late in our books, but He's always on time. Amen? Amen? Because God's time is not our time. And He's always on time. He is never late. That doesn't mean sometimes we don't think He's late. Amen? But He's all on time. Lazarus would tell you when he raised him from the dead, man, Jesus, you're right on time. Hallelujah. So first we have to prophesy. He gives us the word of prophecy and lets us know to provide. I have it here Isaiah 43. You know, he says, "Behold, I do something new," okay? And the prophet Isaiah says to them, he says this, he says, "Remember ye not," verse 18, "the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth, shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." You know, when I was thinking about this, it's kind of interesting. It's kind of interesting. He says there, "Remember ye not the former things, neither consider my." Now I will do a new thing. And when God is getting ready to do a new thing, when He's doing something new, we as His children have a tendency that we want to carry the old, the things that we're accustomed to, the things we're used to. We want to carry them into the new. And then the new gets clouded. But God says, "Hey, when I get ready to do something new, that old stuff you need to leave behind because I want to do something different. Amen? Amen? I don't know, but I'm looking for God to do something different. Amen? He's going to spring up and do something out of the ordinary, something we haven't witnessed, something we haven't seen. You know, and that's what keeps me excited about the Lord. That's what keeps me excited because we haven't witnessed it yet. We haven't seen it yet. You know, he is just leading us to that place. So he says to prophesy and to provide, but he also says to perform. To perform. And 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse number 17. The word of God says this. He says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Let's look at it again. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. That means we got to let some old things pass away. In other words, if we don't let some old things pass away, behold, he can't do anything new. Amen? You know, it's trying to do something with the old. It's like taking an old stale loaf of bread and putting a couple fresh pieces on each end of it and serving the middle. It's still stale. It still don't taste good. God said he wants to do something new in our hearts and lives. But he said we got to leave the old behind. He says in verse 18, and all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Now, he reconciled us to him, to God, by Christ Jesus, and he's given us the ministry to help others to be reconciled to him. Amen? Amen? So we're constantly looking to expand the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is expanded one soul at a time. Amen? Amen? So when we're looking at it first, we're looking at, he's sent his word here. Tell him I'm busy. I'll talk to him later. It's all good. No problem. I've heard of ribeye and T-bone, filet mignon. What's that mistake taste like? I can't help it. The cord just comes. It comes natural because I hang around J.O., huh? So the first thing he wants to do with us, guys, the word is to institute, to set in motion, to initiate. I make all things new. So this has been prophesied to provide for it to perform itself, to manifest itself. Then they also have, secondly, the word to instruct or to inform. And he said, right. And he said, right. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, it's a familiar scripture, but faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So first, it's profitable. It's profitable. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it's profitable. For doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So the word is to instruct or to inform us. It's profitable. There's never a time when we read, study, hear, speak the word that it isn't beneficial. I've heard people say, I didn't get anything out of that today. Then all of a sudden during the week, they'll be faced with something and that word will spring up that was spoken and they'll say, oh, wait, I guess I did get something today. Amen? Amen? how many know that God knows everything that each and every one of us are going through, and nothing goes past his notice? Amen? So secondly, he said that it's profitable for us, but it's prompted. And 2 Peter chapter 1. Verse 20, start there. He says, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. They were inspired. So he calls the word to... the word is initiated. Behold, I do all things new. And he said, right, the word is profitable to us. He prompts us through his word. It's just like this. Faith without works, or faith without action, is dead. Amen? So speaking the word and not put it to practice is dead. It doesn't have any effect, okay? So what we're saying is the word is so powerful, and God says it so many times, we believe in God, but we don't believe God. We believe there's a God up there, but we don't believe his word. Amen? And God wants to put this to action in our lives. This word is coming to instruct us. The word that we act out in our lives, even after we are gone from this earth, we continue to preach. Hello? He says in Revelations chapter 14, verse number 13, the Revelator, he says, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. And their works do follow them. In other words, sometimes faith without works is dead being alone. All of a sudden I'm acting in faith, and sometimes I might not witness some of the things. A lot of the apostles didn't get to witness everything that was spoken, but the word became and their works followed them. Amen? Amen? So it's kind of interesting. So he sent his word to initiate. He sent his word to instruct us. And he also sent his word, the word to ensure. For these things, these words are true. To ensure is to secure or to protect. Amen? If you get automobile insurance, what is the insurance doing? It's protecting your automobile. It doesn't say you won't have an accident, but if you have an accident, you're covered. Amen? And God doesn't say that. God says, he's not saying that you won't go through some battles and some tests, but he wants you to understand that you're covered. You've got coverage. Amen? I don't know about you, but that makes me feel good. I've got eternal assurance. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I'm an heir of salvation. Amen? I don't know the rest of the words. I know this is my story and this is my song. All the day long. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, it's fun to study the Word of God. This doesn't have to be boring. Amen. That doesn't mean that I'm not the boring one, but nah. I used to be a bore, but I stopped eating that way. Is that pretty corny too? or a hog. For the ones that are slower. So we have the word assure and assure us. It's not prolonged. I really believe we're in a season. In Ezekiel chapter 12, according to the scriptures, nobody knows that the hour or the time, but we're really at the door. I love what the prophet Ezekiel said in Ezekiel chapter 12, verse number 25. He said, "For I am the Lord, I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. It shall be no more prolonged, for in your days, O rebellious house, will I say the word, and I will perform it, saith the Lord God." Amen. So one of the things he wants us to understand is it's not prolonged, and there's some that, and it's not pardoned. And what I mean here is God's going to hold each and every one of us accountable to his word. Amen? And Matthew chapter 5, verse number 17, Jesus said this, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of the least, these least commandments, and shall teach men so, he shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. And whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven." Well, the Pharisees and the scribes, what is the only way to get to heaven? Is through Jesus Christ. And they weren't putting their trust and Jesus Christ alone, and they were still trying to do the law, but they weren't keeping the law. Abraham's faith was counted unto him as righteousness because he kept the law and he was faithful. But the scribes and the Pharisees weren't keeping the law. And you and I can't keep the law. We need a helper. That's why we need Jesus. Amen? Amen? He says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me." So there's no other avenue. There's no other way. We're just trusting in Jesus Christ alone. And when we let Christ, it's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me, then I can start fulfilling the word when it says, where the apostle says, "I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength." Because his strength is made perfect in my weakness. Therefore, I'd rather glorify him in my weakness, that his power may rest upon me. In other words, I need him. We just sang that song, and God wants you to understand it's just not a song. It's just not a melody. I need you more than yesterday. I need you more than words can say. I need you more than ever before. I need you more. I need you more. More than the next heartbeat. More than the song I sing. I don't know the rest of the words. I'm going to stop. Anything. I do know the rest of the words, but the Lord told me to stop. But it's a key. Here's what he's saying to us. Let's just not sing it. Let's mean it with our hearts. Not just making a melody unto the Lord. You know, some of the old songs, "In my heart there rings a melody, precious harmony." Amen? But it's more than a melody. God wants us to sing it and with our hearts, not just with our mouths. And the truth of it, how many needs him more? Come on, let me see. How many needs the Lord more? I need him more. The more I face, the more I need him. Amen. Praise God. So we're all in the same place. So he said, it's not passing. It's not passing. And Luke chapter 21. Verse number 33. Jesus said this. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And take heed to yourselves, lest any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so the day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. So we have his word to institute. I make all things new. It's to set in motion, to initiate. The word to instruct us, to inform us. And he said, write. The word to ensure us, for these words are true. And last, the word to inspire, to incite to action. And to inspire somebody is to incite them to action, right? And tonight on Job chapter 32. Verse number 8. But there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. Amen? In other words, God just doesn't want us to gather around here. He wants us to understand what he is saying to us. He is saying to us, behold, I make all things new. But before he can make, say, old things new, you have to let some old things go. Amen. He said to write it because it's true. It's the truth of God's word to instruct us. And he said that to secure us because it's true. He is the way, the truth. His word is true. He says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So what is God saying to you and I tonight in closing? Number one, at the end of it, it says, God sent his word. Now, back in class. You're drinking back in class. That's enough. Go, go. Put it there. Go. No, get back in class. Class is just about over. Come on. Elijah. Pardon me. God sent his word to institute, to set stuff in motion, to initiate, and to instruct you and I, to ensure us that his word is true, and is given to inspire us to believe him at his word. Amen? It says believe him at, and his word, but to believe him at. That's my mistake. That was no one's mistake but mine. To believe him at his word. Any questions? Any thoughts? Can we all just stand then? Can we lift our hands to heaven? Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word tonight. We thank you, Father God, that your word is quick and it's powerful. We thank you, Lord, that you sent it here to accomplish something in every heart and every life of each and every one that is gathered in this room and those that are here on the website as it goes across the world, Father God. Father, we ask you tonight to refresh us, to renew us, Father God. Restore the right spirit within us, Father God. Father, we cast down every imagination that exalteth itself above the knowledge of God, and we bring under captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And Lord, we submit ourselves to you tonight, Father God. It is our desire to be more like you, Father God. And I thank you for the transforming power of the Holy Spirit. I thank you that your word tells us not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we may prove what is the good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. May each and every one of you that is in this room tonight recognize that they're called by your name and you have an appointment and an anointing for each and every one of us, Father God. So, Lord Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that our faith is increasing, Father God, that we'll be able to run and not grow weary, we'll be able to walk and not faint, because our hope and our trust is in you and you alone. So, Lord, we praise you and give you glory. Now be with us as we take bread together and fellowship together, Father God. You be glorified and magnified in everything we say and everything we do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Love everybody. Hallelujah.